The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault on MFR 2.
On this week's MFR Shinty Show, Kinloch Sheo try to stop King Yussi in the McTavish Cup quarter-finals.
I feel their forwards that we have at the moment, if we can get the ball to them, they can score goals. So, we'll just... Maybe it's a big ask, but just try and outscore King Yussi, but I think that's the way we're going to win it, if we are going to win it.
And in the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup, Inverurie bid for more success against Ballyhoolish.
We're also going to need to treat it like a Premier League side team. It's a cup game, and you know, anything goes in cup games. It's a one-off game, so I'm sure they'll be trying 100% to try and beat it.
Welcome to another edition of the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Ault. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to this weekend's McTavish Cup and Glasgow Celtic Society Cup quarter-finals, and we'll have interviews from Kinloch Sheo boss Johnston Gill and Inverurie star Gary McPherson. Plus, alongside me in the studio this afternoon is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. Enjoying the sunshine?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant today, and hopefully it'll continue right through our Easter weekend.
That's true, and hopefully we'll get some great weather conditions for Shinty at the weekend as well. Let's start with a look ahead to this weekend's McTavish Cup quarter-final ties with the pick of the bunch, with North Division 1 leaders Kinloch Sheo away to holders King Yussi. And earlier today, I caught up with Sheo manager Johnston Gill. Johnston, if we can look ahead to the McTavish Cup tie the weekend for you, and it's a tie I suppose you'll be looking forward to, but you're up against the might of King Yussi.
Yes, and holders of the cup as well, I believe. Yes, we're looking forward to it. They're obviously still a good side, King Yussi, and that, and obviously with their holding the cup, they'll want to hold on to it for this season as well. But I think we'll go down there with a lot of confidence, and I think that we won't take King Yussi lightly, obviously, and I'm sure they'll think the same about us, because we've had a pretty good start to the season, and it would be nice to see how we shape up against a major Premier League team.
Speaking to Stevie Borthwick last week at King Yussi, you know, certainly he's not taking this game lightly, and it's a bit of a compliment in a way as well that Ronald Ross will make supposed to be making his comeback this weekend, and you know he's been reserved for the McTavish Cup tie. So obviously, you know, like I say, King Yussi are not taking Kinloch Sheo lightly, and Ronald Ross will be playing the game as well, which will be, I'm sure you'll look forward to defending against him.
Well, that's right. Ronald Hall's a good player to watch, especially when he's playing against another team and not your own. But no, we're not going to do anything special for him, because I feel our defence have been playing very well. And I feel our forwards that we have at the moment, if we can get the ball to them, they can score goals. So we'll just... Maybe it's a big ask, but to try and outscore King Yussi, but I think that's the way we're going to win it, if we are going to win it.
And you go into the game, like you say, on a great run of form as well, and on top of North Division 1, you disposed of a Premier Division team in the last round, and a Ballymore Cup win as well. So, you know, you've really made a great start to the season, and you can go into the game with a real lot of confidence.
Yes, we go in, as I said, just really looking forward to it, and all the players are up for it. They certainly can't wait to get into this game on Saturday, and hopefully it'll be a good day. And the Dell, which is one of the best parks in Scotland, will actually suit us more so than our own home park, because it's bigger, wider, and better surface to play on, and our team at the moment plays very well on that kind of surface. So no, we are confident, but not overconfident.
And do you take heart from, I mean, I know a number of North Division 1 side have done pretty well in this competition. I mean, obviously Kamali, then a Division 1 side, made the final last year as well. Bewley made the semi-finals last year, and Glenurquhart have done well in the competition in the past before. So, you know, do you take heart from that you know, North Division 1 sides do well in this competition?
Well, that's true, yes. We certainly do, and I think we're seeing some of the results in Shinty, even in the Premier League and stuff like that, that no team can take any game for granted. Some of the bigger teams now are getting pinned back a wee bit, which is good for Shinty. Obviously, there's been some results there for William and Newton Moore, and probably even sort of can you see themselves haven't been getting everything in their own way this time round. So I think that we will We will certainly put on a show. I'm sure we will. I think we can do everything we can to try and beat Canusi on Saturday.
And the pressure's really, you know, not on you. It's on Canusi to go in there as the holders. You know, they have to, you know, go and retain the trophy. You guys can go there and just play your own shinty and, you know, may the best team win.
That's correct. And as you said, all the pressure is on Canusi, and so it does take it off us a wee bit, which will give us a bit of leeway. And hopefully, as I said, our guys want to prove themselves against the bigger teams and the better teams, so Saturday's our chance to do that.
Excellent stuff, Johnston. Well, best of luck for you on Saturday, and hope it all goes well for you.
Aye, thank you very much.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
Kenlock Shield manager Johnston Gale on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, first of all, it really is kind of tie of the round. Can Shield pull off what would be a massive upset?
Yeah, they can, because as Johnston says, they have got a good forward line and the pitch will suit them. And, you know, it won't matter when the goals come, as long as Kendall Shield are winning at the end of the game, they won't matter. You know, they're not worried about losing goals, they just think we're going to outscore them. And with Canusi losing four goals last week, you know, Kendall Shield are only capable of getting four goals themselves.
And Shield go into this one on the back of, you know, some great form, top of North Division 1. It's the kind of game that Canusi won't want at this stage of the season.
No, and we have been looking forward to this game for a couple of weeks now. You know, Kendall Shield undefeated, they stretched Fort William fully last season at Unaired, so, you know, no, the Kendall Shield guys will go there a little bit extra taller this week.
And North Division 1 sides normally do quite well in this competition. We've seen in the past with Kamali, Glenurquhart, both losing to Canusi in the final, but, you know, Canusi will have to be on their guard this weekend.
Yeah, they know that. And Kendall Shield have got a, you know, as I say, they're on a good run. Kendall Shield, some weeks good, some weeks not so good. So they're up and down. So, no, and the weather's going to be brilliant. It's going to be a great game.
There should be a cracking tie as well with Canusi, the holders of the competition, and how desperate will they be to retain the trophy? Because, you know, we've already seen in the Premier Division this year, it's going to be a tough year. It's going to be a very competitive year with Kyle's Athletic, you know, joining the clubs looking for the title. So, you know, Canusi, you know, they'll have to try and take as much trophies as they can, starting with the McTavish.
Yeah, it was a great bonus for them last year winning the McTavish. They were, you know, nobody expected them to do so well, and it was such a fantastic game against Kilmally, and full credit to them as well. But it was a great advert for the game, that game, and that's one thing Canusi will be remembering, is how well that felt winning that final. Those young lads, that was their first big win, so they'll be wanting to, you know, make sure they don't go out on Saturday.
As I mentioned to Johnston in an interview there, we spoke to Stevie Borthwick on the MFR Shinty Show last week, and he said that, you know, Ronald Ross will perhaps make his comeback this week against Kinloch Shield. And that's a real big compliment, because, you know, Stevie Borthwick's obviously identified that the McTavish Cup ties at a tie he wants to win. He knows that Shield will be in good form going into the game as well, and he wants his star man back in action.
Yeah, and Ronald is the captain this year as well, so he wants to make sure he's got every chance of winning every trophy he can this year.
How dangerous will he be for Kinloch Shield? I mean, I know that he's been out for a bit of a time now, but, you know, he doesn't lose that class.
I was nearly going to say he's got natural talent, but that would be unfair in Roland, because he practices extremely hard, so that would be unfair. So I'd imagine he'll be extremely well prepared himself for this. He won't want to go back there and look rusty. He'll expect to come out and score.
Canusi beat North Division 1 side Bewley last year on their way to the final and the semi-finals. In fact, Ronald Ross scored 4 that day. This time for Bewley, if they're to get into the semi-finals, they welcome Premier Division big boys Needham Moore. Again, another tie that, well, it'll be a massive upset if Bewley were to record something. They're on their home patch as well. Their chances this weekend, Drew?
They had a good semi-final against Canusi last year. I was at that game, but losing to Caberfae last week at Braeview, that's, you know, that's bad for them. You know, they should have won that game. Well, they feel they should have won it, I would imagine. That's for the games they should be winning. So Newton Moore will go there. They'll be too strong for them.
Is it, you know, Bewley have nothing to lose, really? They have just, you know, it's a cap tie, one game, a one-off game. You can go in and, you know, express yourself, and I'm sure the Bewley lads will be making sure the players do that, just going play the shinty. And who knows?
Yeah, the drier surface will suit Bewley. I actually felt last year they were doing quite well till the rain came on, and their boys are slightly weaker than the Canusi guys, and they lost their way in the rain. So there'll be no rain on Saturday, so the faster pitch will suit Bewley.
And Newton Moore as well, you know, we don't take anything away from them. The Premier Division champions for nothing. They will go there expecting to go into the semi-final draw, but Bewley will try and make it difficult for them. But I think you can see, you know, Newton Moore progressing quite comfortably there.
Yeah, I think they'll you know, won't let them take their eye off the ball. They'll be switched on.
Caberfae travel to Fort William, and the other McTavish captain of Cabers beat Bewley, as you said last week, and Lochcarron in the first round. And if they were on home soil, you might fancy an upset on this occasion. But you know, going to Fort William, you'd favour the home side on this occasion.
Yeah, if we'd been at Castleloud, it would have tightened up. But in the big park at Fort William, Fort William should be far too mobile for them.
Mm-hmm. You expect Fort to take care of lower league opposition quite comfortable in their own patch.
Yeah, and they came off a good result last week as well, you know, so Fort William will be buzzing.
It's a big, well, as you say, you know, losing to Kyles 2 weeks ago, it was a real kind of plus point to beat King Ussie, and like you say, a lot of confidence going into this cup tie now.
Yeah, and Gordy McKinnon got injured against Lovett previously, and I heard he was out for a number of weeks, but Gordy came back last week. He's a big boost. You know, he's not a fantastically prolific goal scorer, but he scored 2 goals last week, so Gordy's obviously in good form.
Mm-hmm. The other remaining quarter-final tie in the McTavish Cup, Camali versus Lochaber, and Camali beat Lochaber 5-0 last year in the quarter-finals. And of course we all know about Camali's run to the final last year, so unlucky to lose out to King Ussie in the final as well. Can they do it again?
It's a really tough tie for them, actually. Camali and Lochaber have got a... One team always seems to dominate the other one. Lochaber beat them in the Ballymore semi last year, and it was all Camali in the first half, and I don't know what happened to them. It just stayed in the change rooms. Lochaber came out, won the semi final, and then I seen them in the league game. They played against each other, and it was just all Camali at Lochaber, and Lochaber were just nowhere. Camali mm-hmm. just annihilated them. Mm-hmm. It's one of these games, I don't know. It's odd. They never seem to have a tight game. They always seem to beat one another quite easily.
And Lochaber's only defeat this season was to Bewley on day one. We spoke to Michael Delaney a few weeks ago as well, and they've picked up since then, a few wins for them in the Camanachd and the Ballymore as well. So, you know, obviously that first day defeat was a painful one, but they've recovered since then.
I suppose the one thing about losing the 2 points to Bewley is Bewley haven't turned out to be league contenders. So, you know, that's one thing. But Lochaber are a big, strong team. Camali had a fantastic result last week against Inverary. You know, Peter Jackson has said that was the real Camali. In the second half, that's the way they played last year, and if they keep playing like that, they'll have no problem in the Premier Division. But it'll be difficult against Lochaber. It'll be difficult. I wouldn't like to call that one, to be honest.
2 seconds, Drew. I'm just going to find the... I know managers don't like to look ahead. It's one game at a time for them, especially, you know, in the cup rounds. But looking ahead to that semi-final draw, the winners of Bewley and Nitymore will face Fort William and Caberfae. So, you know, perhaps a Nitymore Fort William semi-final there. If you look at it on paper, you'd think that the two Premier Division sides would win their ties, but you know, if Caberfae or Bewley get through, then it's a big one in the semis for them.
Yeah, but the other half of the draw I think's far more difficult to call.
That is the King Ussie versus Kinlochshiel, and then Camali Lochaber, and you know, King Ussie could be a replay of last year's final with Camali and King Ussie being the home sides.
Kinlochshiel or Lochaber could get to the final.
That's right, yeah.
That's the route that, you know, either of those two could come through there.
A big performance from Kinlochshiel on Saturday, and they have, on paper, the slightly easier draw to the final with, I know that, you know, Camali and Lochaber's a difficult game to predict, but I'm sure if Kinlochshiel can beat King Ussie, they'd fancy themselves in the semi-final.
It's just so intriguing because Lochaber and Kinlochshiel had that big... dramatic game in the Ballymore last season. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult to call. It's a great half of that draw.
Well, we'll keep you on your toes for the time being. Keep your predictions close to your chest. We'll do Drew versus you, a slightly different Drew versus you, coming up at the end of the show.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
The quarterfinals of the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup also take place this weekend, and after beating Bute in the first round, holders Inverary are away to Ballyhoolish, and I caught up earlier today with their star man Gary McPherson. Gary, let's first of all look ahead to your weekend game. It's in a cup tie for you as well, the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup, and you're up against Ballyhoolish away from home. How are you approaching that one?
Obviously the form this season has not been very good, but inconsistent, so... I'm not playing this week, unfortunately. I've got to work, so I'm just hoping that the guys will do well away from home. Apart from me, I think they've got a full squad, so shouldn't be too bad.
And Ballyhoolish being, you know, lower league opposition as well away from home, does that you know, concern the team at all? Is that something of a banana skin for a Premier Division side?
Possibly could be, but I mean, I would say probably in the form that we're in recent season, then we'd be pretty confident getting into the game. But as I said earlier this year, form's not been good, not been consistent, home or away. So obviously the guys will need to be 100% if we're going to go away and get a result.
Ballyhoolish caused a bit of an upset in the Ballymore Cup recently, beating Glasgow Midlergal at home as well. So the other side, I think Lochaber thrashed them in the Camara Cup, but you know, the other side are capable on their day of causing an upset.
That's it. Well, you can't just look at results and say because somebody else has beat them, then we should be able to beat them. Or because we've beat Lochaber, they beat him, we should beat them. It doesn't go like that. Because I mean, obviously Cam started the season well, but we've managed to beat them, but we haven't started the season well, so it's also going to be a tough game. But we're also going to need to treat it like a Premier League side team. It's a cup game, and you know, anything goes in cup games. It's a one-off game, so I'm sure they'll be trying 100% to try and beat us, because it's a one-off game.
And as the holders as well, you've got something of a kind of firm grip on this trophy as well, having won it the last couple of years too.
Aye, well, that's it. You know, that's, I mean, in that, probably after winning it four or five times, you know, you go into the finals, you're not really nervous, you're quite confident. But you know, the more we get, the more we want, so I'm starting to go back to being nervous again before games, because you're best to keep on to the company.
Going back to last weekend's game, obviously a disappointing result away to Kamali for you, and as you say, that the Premier Division form has been, you know, up and down at the moment, but you know, what was that game like? Was it just, obviously, you were 2-0 up early on as well, so disappointing
started really, really good, got out the blocks really quick, got two goals, seemed to be controlling the game. They got a goal back, but at no point did we think half-time came just at that point, you know, and we're 2-1 up. And even the team talk at half-time, they thought, if we just go out and do the same, there's more goals in it for us. But didn't turn out that way. Never started in the second half. They seemed to get a firm grip of the midfield, which just dominated us. Couldn't seem to get the ball up front anymore.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Inverary star Gary McPherson on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, you know, is this a straightforward tie for the Premier Division side?
I would say it is, yeah. Yeah, it was quite interesting, Gary saying he's nervous about you know, getting to cup finals and trying to win them, because he's got a stranglehold. He's actually, I think him and Graham, his brother, have got 13 winners medals each. Maybe his superstition has been stuck on 13 forever, I don't know.
I mean, it is a tremendous record when you look at Inverary in the, you know, the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup. You know, 10 appearances in the last 10 years in the final, and 9 wins.
Yeah, it's impressive, isn't it? It's just like a run of the mill. We get it every year.
They want to hold on to that, though. They want to keep a hold of that trophy.
Yeah, I think they know themselves this year they've got a struggle with Kyles. They beat Kyles easily last year in the final. Perhaps Kyles were too nervous, but hoping they'll be in the mix here as well. We wouldn't be far away from the final either.
Ballyhoolish beat Kilmory in Glasgow Midlergal in the Ballymore Cup, and go into this game in some good form as well. So perhaps, you know, they did beat Glasgow Midlergal in the Ballymore Cup on their own patch as well. So, you know, perhaps that might give them a little bit of an edge going into this one.
Yeah, they've got the home tie. It's quite a wee park, that. Not necessarily going to suit Inverary. So I suppose if they think they can frustrate them, knock them out of their stride, because Inverary like to play a good sort of good rhythm and whatnot. If Ballyhoolish can stop that, then they've got a wee chance maybe upsetting them.
And Inverary, like Gary said, will have to get that defeat to Kamali at the weekend out of their system. 2 goals up and then losing 5-2. I mean, that's not you know, ideal in any game, but a disappointing defeat for them at the weekend.
Probably just let their guard down, don't realise that Kamali can score goals against anybody. Once they get in the game, there was only one team going to win it.
Let's look at another tie in the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup. Glasgow Midlergal will play Kyles Athletic, and this is a real tough test for the South Division 1 side up against the Premier Division leaders. And what team of the season so far?
Yeah, I think last season's aggregate scores in the league was 11-5, I think, and GMA looked like they've gone backwards this year, so they're going to struggle against Kyles. Kyles have got stronger, and perhaps GMA have dropped off a little, so
yeah,
looks like an easy tie for Kyles.
Yeah, 6-3 and 5-2 wins for Kyles last year in the Premier Division as well, and they've kind of, as you say, they've gone from strength to strength, and you know, they're really fancying their chances in this competition, and you know, and in the Premier Division as well, and perhaps it could be a season of silverware for the guys at Kyles.
Yeah, again, James Peel, I won't thank you for that, because they haven't performed fantastically well in the finals, because they are a young team, I suppose. But no, they're strong.
Glasgow Murdergar were involved in a cracking 4-0 draw with Tynholt last week. But, you know, with Kyles in the form they are, we saw them, you know, share of the spoils at Needham Moor last week as well. So they've made a real strong start to this season, and you have to fancy the visitors on this occasion.
Yeah, going behind at Newton Moor and still getting a draw, and they actually finished the game very, very strongly. So no, I fancy Kyles quite strongly, obviously.
And these two will meet in the semi-finals if both teams get through. And you perhaps maybe looking at an Inverary Kyles Athletic semi-final, which already looks quite appealing.
Yeah, I always felt it was good to get the stronger team in the semi-final, because the strongest team tends to be the strongest one in the final. So by getting them in the semis, you've got a better chance of actually winning the final.
And an all-Premier Division tie as well between Oban Cammanachd and Glenorchy, semi-finals last year and finalists in 2009 for Oban. And you'd probably fancy them on this occasion here against Glenorchy.
Yeah, fancy Oban, but it's this. They played Glenorchy last week, it was 5-0, and sometimes players just let this little bit lax. You never know. You never could be Glenorchy's day, you know. Back to back games are never good.
We've said this in the past, you know, I think Glenorchy are, you know, they must be due a result at some stage of the season. They can't go on, you know, losing, you know, every week. And like you say there, you know, a 5-0 comfortable win last week, 4-0 up at the break. Might Oban just take their eye off the ball a little bit and maybe, you know, we beat them last week.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
It's easy.
Yeah, Glenorchy have nothing to lose. They know they got beat quite well last week. Just come out and play.
Again, a bit like, you know, I know they're all Premier Division ties, but we spoke in the McTavish about the likes of Bulik and Lochshiel having nothing to lose against their bigger opposition. Perhaps this is maybe the attitude that Glenorchy might have to adapt this weekend.
Just relax and try and enjoy it.
And we spoke to Orchy boss John McPherson last week, and it's kind of never-ending problems for him at the moment. So a nice, you know, a semi-final appearance might, you know, might kickstart their season.
That would be a massive boost, wouldn't it, if he took Oban's scalp and had the opportunity to look forward to semi-final later on in the year. Might just perk up their league results.
The final game is an All-South Division 1 clash between Tynholt and Camogie. And this one really presents, you know, both teams with a real chance of success, you know, in progressing to the semi-finals. As we said, you know, the semi-final draw is a bit kinder to those sides. They'll play Oban or Glenorchy. So Tynholt and Camogie will really be up for this one this weekend.
I think Fraser Ingalls will be thinking if he can get rid of Camogie. Camogie beat them in the League 2-1, but Tynholt look like they've improved. And Fraser will be thinking, fancy Oban or Glenorchy in the semis? I'll be thinking, I'd maybe get to the Celtic final here.
That's very true, yeah. And obviously, yeah, as you say, Camogie have already been to Tynholt and recorded their only league win of the season. So, you know, they'll be wanting a repeat of that one.
Yeah, I just think that Tynholt will be thinking, yeah, we've got a chance of semis here. Then we could maybe win the semi in the final. Fraser's definitely improved them. They're coming on strong.
Mm-hmm. I know that we spoke to Fraser not that long ago and he was very disappointed to lose to Camogie in the league, but it's a big game because it's a cup tie, and they've performed quite well in the big games this season. They've beaten Lochside Rovers and drawn with Glasgow Murdergar, so you know they can go into the game with a bit of confidence.
Yeah, I think he'll be looking forward. It's a good tie for them, isn't it, for both of them actually. Mm-hmm. Either club will be happy with that draw.
And as we said, the semi-final draw is kind for both teams as well. Oban Cammanachd or Glenorchy will play Tynholt or Camogie, and Glasgow Murdergar or Kyles Athletic will play Ballyhoolish or Inverary. And that group of ties, along with the McTavish Cup semi-finals, will take place on the 14th of May. That's almost it for the MFR Shinty Show. There's other fixtures across the weekend as well, outside the McTavish and Glasgow Celtic Society Cup, of course. In the Premier Division, Glenarkert take on Lovett. In North Division 1, Skye travel to Lochcarron, and Inverness face Strathglass. In North Division 2, King Ussie take on Kinlochshiel. Perhaps something of an omen there with both junior sides playing each other. Glengarry take on Glenarkert, and Skye face Needham Moor. In North Division 3, Lochcarron travel to Bewley. Ardnamurchan take on Caberfae. Bulliskin take on Lochbroom, and Aberdeen Uni travel to Inverness. In South Division 1, Kyles Athletic take on Aberdour, and Bute face Lochside Rovers. That one could be a cracker as well. In South Division 2, Colglen face Ballyhoolish. Bute face Aberdour. Glasgow Murdergar welcome Tayforth, and Strachur travel to Inverary. But before we go, Drew, I did promise you a slightly different version of Drew versus you this week. It's Drew versus an MFR presenter. And who better to start the battle for the presenters, our very own Drive Time presenter, Avi Moore's very own as well, Jodie McCluskey, who did admit to me during the week that she used to fancy all the boys Shinty boys, that is, at high school. So
who can blame her?
Well, that's very true, yes. So she has a bit of shinty background in the fact that she used to fancy the guys from her school. So let's get Jodie from MFR Drive Time's predictions on this week's McTavish Cup card. Okay, Jodie.
Yes.
The first tie for you to predict is between Bewley and Newton Moore.
Okay, well, Newton Moore are obviously a strong side. They won the division last season. I'm going to go for 6-2. For Newton Moore.
6-2 Newton Moore. The next one is Kamali versus Lochaber.
6-0 for Kamali.
Kingussie versus Kinlochshiel.
I think it might be a draw.
What's the score going to be?
4. Tie at 4. 4-4.
4-4. Fort William versus Caberfae in the final game.
I'm going to go for Fort William to win that one. 3-1. Go on then, Drew. Beat that one.
Okay, Drew, you've been challenged by MFR Drive Time presenter Jodie, and I have to admit, I did help her out with a few minor details. Obviously, you know, Premier Division champions against North Division one side, that kind of thing. Some bold predictions from Jodie, including a draw between Kingussie and Kinlochshiel, and 8 goals in the process. Let's now have the Scotland boss Drew McNeill's predictions for this weekend's McTavish Cup card.
Yeah, and Jodie, the first mistake you made was listening to Ian's advice.
Okay, let's take it away. Bewley versus Newton Moore.
5-1 Newton Moore.
Okay. Kinlochshiel versus Kingussie.
4-2 to Kingussie.
4-2 Kingussie. Kamali versus Lochaber.
This will go extra time, but Kamali will win it 4-2.
4-2, and the final one, Fort William versus Caberfae.
That will be 7-0.
7-0. Bold predictions from Drew McNeill. Drew's predictions will be on the website at mfr.co.uk. That's where you can listen to this show along with all the previous shows as well. And we'll also put Jodie McCluskey's good kind of predictions on there as well. But see who wins. You can take on Drew, you can take on Jodie at mfr.co.uk/shinty. That's it for another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend, your McTavish Cup and Glasgow Celtic Society Cup action, wherever the shinty takes you.